You found the Raised with Jesus podcast, but chances are you already knew that. You've got your daily Lenten devotion for April 8th, 2019, Monday, looking at Romans chapter 6, verse 15. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Romans 6, verse 15. I told you twice already, weren't you listening? The frustrated mother chides her child before repeating herself again. Listen up now. This is important. Class, please start with the essay. If you have time, go back to the multiple choice questions. But judging by the student's eyes, the teacher could have spoken in Klingon and no one would have noticed. Now what did I just say? Could someone repeat the instructions for the rest of the class? When something is important, it's repeated. When something is important, it's repeated. When something is important, it's repeated. That's why God is so insistent in His Word, repeating His grace again and again and again, displaying His grace, His forgiveness, His substitutionary death, holding it up for all to see. And again, God says, look at it from this direction. Here, wait. Come over here. Now see it from this direction. Now come over here. Here's one new facet that you haven't seen yet. And it's beautiful. The questions in the verse above, Romans chapter 6, verse 15. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. The question in the verse above are repeated quite a few times in the book of Romans. And when something is important, it's repeated. These questions were asked at the beginning of chapter 6. Similar questions were asked throughout chapter 3. And similar questions arise in chapter 7. The end of chapter 8 concludes with a series of questions. Why? When something is important, it's repeated. Forgiveness of sins, complete and certain, through Jesus Christ, is something utterly strange and foreign to our lives and our way of thinking. We live in a world where I do means I get. Yet Christ took up all of our doing, and we get exactly what we don't deserve. Shall we use this forgiveness as a license to sin, since we have been set free from God's punishment? It's a repeated question with an important answer. No. Peruse the pages of Scripture and let God repeat that answer to you again and again. You are free. You are free. You are free. We pray. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. I need the right spirit, the right attitude, which only you can give. Give me eyes which see your grace as all the more reason to praise you. Repeat your grace in my life. Amen. God bless your day.